Hey gang, it's Odie again. I know it's been a long time coming, but time to get started again. I miss you guys. I miss creating content and putting out something that I'm pretty sure that will help someone. So here you go. Hey gang, I'm back. So I just wanted to share a quote that I found, and it's pretty cool. I wasn't even planning on using this, but here it goes. People who have overcome darkness in their life typically have a fire inside them that is almost impossible to extinguish. And that's Stephen Timoney. Very powerful statement, but very true. I just want to share some changes. So in my life, just about everything's changed. Living situation, relationship, job, everything's changed. And some of it was planned, but most of it was unplanned, I would say. But I also would say it was for the better, even though the pain of some of it was like, oh my goodness, I wasn't ready to deal with it. It was all for the better. And I'm not going to go into detail right now, but I will be unpacking some of this as I kind of unfold what I've been through over this last, I would say, year or two. But it's been pretty heavy. So something I found, something that, and I don't know when I start realizing that I have found this, but it was pretty profound. And it's a strength I didn't know I had. And it's weird because it wasn't showed in how much I was actually doing. It was shown in what I was able to endure. And I've always kind of been that way in life. Somebody that could bear under burdens and deal with things and not let it show on their face and not take it out on others. I've never really been that kind of person. Not say that I've been perfect, because I haven't. But during this season, I've had to deal with betrayal, accusations, rumors, people setting traps for me all over the place. And I've just chosen to be above it. And the way that I was able to do it is I didn't fight for myself. And I know that sounds kind of crazy. I fought by not giving up, but I didn't fight back directly at the people who were going against me. And just to keep it simple, I truly trusted God to fight for me. I trusted God to do the battle. And through doing that, I had to choose to be meek. And the thing is, people don't understand what meekness really means. But if you look it up, my paraphrase is meek is strength under control. I know what I'm capable of. I can do a lot of damage if I wanted to. But choosing not to and understanding there's a different path, that's what meekness is. And I've chosen to be meek. And the problem is when people look at somebody being meek, is they underestimate who this person really is. And I would just tell you, I have a lot of people trying to figure me out still because of that. But really, it goes back to the fact that I chose not to fight for myself and truly trusted in God to fight my battles. And He did. So that may be something you want to espouse. I don't know what your belief system is or whatever, but I'm just telling you what works for me. So hold tight. We're going to take a break and we'll get started in the next segment. Hey gang, it's Odie again. So just wanted to put a little plug in here. This is the Life Reboot podcast, and I talk about recovery, not just addiction recovery, something like that, but just recovery in general and ways that we can live a better life. What I've found with my time working with addictions and helping people to get their life back is the foundational thing is building a life you do not need an escape from. That simple. So I'm a holistic kind of person, and I focus holistically on the whole person and not just what they're struggling with. And I found that that is the quickest way to get results and to gain the motivation to continue doing what helps to move forward. So Life Reboot podcast. Don't forget it. Share it with all your friends. So this little segment, we're going to talk about being misunderstood. I'm going to just tell you right now, I've been misunderstood my whole life by a lot of people. And I would even say sometimes even myself. But something that I've really gotten down to and given myself permission to do is to be all of who I am. And I'm going to just tell you right now, that is not going to make people happy, right? But it'll make you happy. You'll be at more at peace with yourself. Your energy will be more stable. Your emotions are going to be softer and just more open. And your belief goes through the roof, because the mask is off and you're being all of who you are. Now, I would also say too, that could be a danger in that, because you could get to the point where you don't care about how other people feel, or you're purposely doing things to hurt other people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about authentically being who you really are. Now, is that saying that you're perfect? Not at all. It's not saying you're perfect, right? But it is saying that you've accepted all of yourself, flaws and all, right? That you're striving to get better. Not saying that you're gonna stop growing and changing, but if you don't accept who you are, others won't either, right? And what I found, that whole misunderstanding happens to people who are not your people. The people that misunderstand you are not your people. The people that really love you and care about you will stick around to try to figure it out. And the things that they can't figure it out, they will accept for now. All right. So it has shown me how sometimes you outgrow people. Not sometimes. You will outgrow people if you're growing. Let's just not mince words. You will outgrow people. There are choices that you're going to have to make that will sometimes break your heart but save your life. Try to remember that one. That's a heavy one, but it's true. So I'll tell you, when you really get serious about moving forward in your life, you don't care so much about being misunderstood, because you know what your intentions are. You know what your boundaries are. You know what you're going to accept and not accept. And if that ruffles somebody's feathers, that means that they were taking advantage of your lack of boundaries. They were taking advantage of your kindness. They were taking advantage of you. And that's why they're misunderstanding. Because the things that used to go, don't go no more, right? You better go somewhere else with that. That's the attitude you have. And another part of being misunderstood is when you have a big vision, or you have a call on your life, or you have things in you that people don't understand. You have ways of being that people don't understand, that God has gifted you with, that helps others. You don't have to explain, right? I just have to be who I am, right? I don't know how many more days I have on this earth, but I'm telling you, the rest of it, I'm going to give to God and to others. And I will enjoy myself along the way. So don't believe that I'm not going to enjoy the fruit of my labor, but I was put here to help people. And I have a unique way of doing that. And I can't even tell you or explain why it's so profound. All I can tell you, it is. I have stories and stories and stories that I can tell you. And I could think of one just recently. Met someone, spent maybe an hour talking about life, and had a profound impact. And that's just who I am. And I don't make any apologies for it. But my purpose and my work is part of that misunderstanding. But again, the people that misunderstand are not my people. Hey, how y'all doing out there? Here is Odie again. And I just wanted to share a recommendation. So if you want to live a better life, if you find yourself being drawn down and drawn into stuff that sucks your energy away, sucks your vitality away, you have to stay above low vibrational activity in your life. Now, this activity been coming from family members, it could be coming from friends, and it could be coming from coworkers, it could be coming from acquaintances, it could be coming from people on Facebook, on Instagram. It doesn't matter. It comes from everywhere, right? But the issue is, we allow people to dump on us, and then we complain about it. If you allow them to dump, or you allow them to pull you into something, and now you done made it your own, now you're feeling icky, whose fault is it? It's not their fault, it's your fault. Okay? So what I have learned and become very good at doing is staying above low vibrational activities in my life. If it doesn't bring me joy, if it doesn't bring me peace, if it doesn't light a fire, if it doesn't help me, I discard it. It could be a thought. It could be something that's going on. It could be something somebody says or does. If it doesn't help me, I discard it. So what kinds of things am I talking about? I'm talking about gossip. I'm talking about hate, frustration, jealousy, fear, doubt, anger. All of that stuff robs us. And I would also say, too, this is something, too, that I used to always use when trying to help people, is that you have to learn to be mindful. Stay in the exact moment that you're in, not before it, not behind it, but in it. I mean, something as simple as eating can be done mindfully. Taking a walk can be done mindfully. And when you do this, you get filled up by it, actually. it gives you strength, it gives you vitality, you start seeing wonder, you start seeing divine stuff everywhere, because you've slowed yourself down to notice it. It's not that these things are not going on anyway. It's just that we are so connected to our phones or connected to what's going on in the world that we miss the wonder of life. So being mindful is a way to help you stay above that low vibrational stuff. Also, too, is the whole idea, too, of understanding the company that you're in, right? If you know this person is a low vibrational person, they're always gossiping, they always got drama, they always have an issue, they always, if you're around them kind of people, who's the idiot, right? Again, people dump on you, but who let them dump on you? You did, right? So you have a choice who you spend your time with. You have a choice who you allow in your life. You have a choice who has access to you. You do. And I'm going to just tell you, people ain't going to be happy about this, because they're going to notice it pretty quick. They're going to notice it really, really fast. And they're going to be like, you change. And you're going to be like, yep, for the better. And either people are going to come on board and grow so they can continue to go with you, or they don't grow and you move on without them, right? And I would just tell you that that's life. That's real deal. So I just encourage you to, and what I've learned too, to act as if these things don't exist in your life. Like, they don't exist. Now, is that to say you're never going to be in one of these types of... Yeah, you will. But it's not your modus operandi. Like, you don't live like that all the time, day in, day out. That's the important part. Is that you act as if this stuff doesn't exist. And when you do, what you're going to notice is that your eyes are brighter. Your walk has got a little bit more pep in it. Your smile is brighter. You're happier. Even in the same situation, nothing's changed situationally. But you will find that you have more joy and happiness because you've eliminated the robbers in your life. I know this was kind of rough, kind of heavy maybe for some of you guys to hear, but again, I'm here to help you. Don't forget that part. Hey guys, so I have a request. So if you really enjoy the content that you hear here, understand that this is just a precursor for some of you guys. If I could be of any assistance to you, if you find yourself in a situation you want to dig yourself out of, if you're at a point in your life where you want to take a huge leap and let go of the weights in your life, whatever it may be, I'm here to help. So there's several ways that you can interact. There is actually a survey that's connected to this podcast. It's a very simple one. It's asking if people would be interested in getting some help. And another way you can get involved is to send voicemails. So if you go to the podcast page, there's a link for leaving a voicemail. And you could just leave a voicemail. And I will do my best to reply to all voicemails. All voicemails that deserve a reply. Let's say it like that. but I'm here to serve you. And this is just a little plug putting it out there. Also, too, last but not least, join the channel, join the podcast, so you get all the episodes. and also interact. So I look forward to answering your questions. What I really want to do is get some of you guys, specifically people that I'm actually working with, on the podcast to actually share your story. Because I think there's a lot of power in that. Because I think sometimes we believe that, you know, I'm the only one. But I will tell you, you're not the only one. But you can give somebody the confidence, the belief in themselves that they can move forward once they hear your story. Your testimony is priceless. So that's something, too, I'm putting out there for people who eventually want to be able to share what they've been through. So join the podcast, do the survey, and send me some voicemails so I can reply. Talk to you later. Hey, gang. So I want to give you a challenge, and this is for everyone. And I will tell you, it would change your life. That's all I can say. It will change your life. You need to have some fun every day. And I would say something active. I wouldn't say sitting in front of a TV or a video game. No. I mean, like how you were when you were a kid and it rained and your mom's trying to get you out of the rain and you just running around and jumping in puddles. I'm talking about that kind of fun. And I'll never forget the times when I was a kid and it was ridiculous. My mom had three boys and when it rained, man, like she's trying to get out, right? Trying to get under something, right? Inside. And we just having it, right? But that joy that you get from doing something you enjoy is like, I'm just telling you, it fills you up in a way that nothing else can. And it doesn't have to make sense to other people. Like it could be something as simple as being out in nature, right? Like I love to dance. Like I used to be a gym rat, but like I hate the gym now. Like I would much rather work out on my own, right? I got workouts that I do at times, like, you know, by myself, right? I don't want to go in the gym to work out, but I'll dance anywhere. That's just who I am, right? I enjoy that, right? I don't need a partner. I don't need an audience. Like I just do it, right? That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Stuff that you really enjoy, but preferably something physical. Something really happens when we start doing physical stuff that we enjoy. It unlocks things inside of our bodies, but it also allows you to release emotions, tension, all kind of stuff, right? So understand it's more than just the act, right? It's a lot deeper than that. And I would ask you, when was the last time you had some fun? I mean, real fun. Not getting drunk or getting high. No. Real, unadulterated, childhood fun. When was the last time? And I bet a lot of you guys saying, oh, it's been forever. Yeah, I know. For most adults, it has been forever. The whole thought is to allow that part of you that's unique, that gives you joy, to come to the surface. Because that's the real you. I mean, the part of you that if somebody saw you would be a little embarrassed. That's what I'm talking about. That part of you. You need to get more intimate with that part of you so you don't have to be self-conscious with it anymore. Like you can bring it out into the world, and if somebody don't like it, that's their problem. Remember the whole not worrying about what people think, being authentically yourself. That's what I'm talking about. You got to get back to that. And it's really self-care, right? Really, that's what it is. It's self-care. You need to have some fun every day. And if you find yourself in a day where you didn't have fun, either do it before you go to bed or you make a plan to do it the next day. But it will change your life, no doubt. So this is all I have for this episode. And I want to encourage you to find me on Instagram and Facebook at Odie Helps, O-D-I-E-H-E-L-P-S, on Instagram and Facebook. And also find my website on there and start the conversation. Till next time.